umbra sotto coi miei figli, all of you join me.
And here comes, it's not time travel anymore. What's the new name? I'm sorry? Real Horror Show. All right, we'll see you on the radio. Don't be late.
I'm Sarah Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Durango. Tango 95 purred away real horror show. A nice, warm, vibratory feeling all through your gutty woods. Soon it was trees and dark, my brothers, with real country dark.
No, no, don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die. I tell you what, I'm not going to die.
Not sorry.
I'm not going to die. No, I'm going to kill the bear. Say it, I'm going to kill the bear. Say it, I'm going to kill the bear. Say it. Say I'm going to kill the bear. Say it.
I'm going to kill the bear.
Say it again.
I'm going to kill the bear.
And again. I'm going to kill the bear. Good. What one man can do, another can do.
What one man can do, another can do.
Say it again.
What one man can do, another can do.
And again.
What one man can do, another can do.
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
Time to pay the fiddler. Every damn night.
And it's the fuzzy dark west. Is there anybody hiding there in the dark?
Mouth to mouth, wherever you are.
I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain.
Now, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Are you lost, sweetheart? Are you afraid, honey?
I'll get you, my pretty.
Can't just go around doing whatever you feel like. You can't. There are rules in life.
There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man.
You gotta do something or just stand there and bleed.
You're doing it or watching it. I used to feel real on a show.
Now to a tragic story out of Texas, and I have to warn you, this video is difficult to watch. Officials from the NTSB will be in Dallas today to investigate a deadly air show crash there on Saturday. As many as six people may have been on two World War II era planes that collided in midair over the Dallas Executive Airport. There were no reports of injuries on the ground, even as debris was scattered on a strip mall parking lot and a nearby highway.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Find your favorite recipes, celebrity interviews, uplifting stories, shop our favorite deals, and so much more with the Today app. Download it now.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a Real Horror Show, Episode 9. I'm here with Winston Kidd. My name is Chris Earle. How you doing, Winston?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Figured we'd lead off with this. We got Prodigy in the background. If I were in World War II, they'd call me Spitfire. You had this Dallas crash that happened on Veterans Day, I believe it was. It was either the day before, the weekend of, or... But it was a bomber that went up into the air, and then this other, I think it was like a P-29, was flying through the air as the bomber was taking off, and they collided in midair, and it killed six people. So I'd say that's a real everyday horror here. Now you just watched the video, and I heard you react to it, and I was the same. I was just like, how does something like this happen? And there's no instruments on the plane. That's number one. Can you hear all right?
On the plane.
There's instruments, but there isn't like the, other than an iPhone maybe, and there's no communications with the ground, with like the radio towers and things like that as soon as they go up there.
There should be, but what I saw and everything I read was that the two planes collided. And if you look at the video, the B-17's flying along and the P-63 King Cobra... just rams it,
yeah,
in the side. So the B-17 didn't do anything.
Yeah, it looked like it was just slowly going up into the air.
Yeah,
and then it just collided.
Which, when you look at it, it's like, and I don't know how the pilot of the P-63 didn't avoid that.
Yeah. Says six men aboard the Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and the Bell P-63 King Cobra. That it was a P-29, but I don't know. Crazy.
That's absolutely crazy. It's tragic.
Yeah. You been to an air show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to tons of them. And I used to see the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds, and it was always great. And it was just a moment of excellence in the sky, seeing these pilots come within a few feet of each other. But this one, they weren't even performing together. They just got in the way.
They weren't. And, yeah. You know, the generally when you've got these World War II aircraft and they're at the air shows, they don't do kind of the same kind of things that the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels will do, because they're not trained like that.
Yeah. Plus the bomber probably goes about 10 miles an hour while it's in the sky. Yeah. It's a big old bird.
The bomber's not moving very fast.
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, a long time ago when I lived in Burlington,
yeah,
we got to go to they had the Thunderbirds over at Hanscom.
Yep.
And we actually got to go to the practice the day before.
Yep.
Because they technically shut down my neighborhood, and we were supposed to evacuate.
Really?
Just in case. And they're always a blast to see. It's amazing to see how skilled those pilots are. But it's also a terrible loss to lose, you know, two functioning World War II fighters is, you know, then that's even beyond the six lives that were lost.
Yeah, the first thing my father would say is, how's the planes?
Yeah. Planes are toast.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, rough. It said the commemorative Air Force nonprofit named victims as Terry Barker, Leonard Root, Curtis Rowe, Craig Hutain, Dan Reagan, and Kevin Michaels. All six men were aboard that B-17 Flying Fortress, and the Bell P-63 King Cobra struck each other and exploded. So I thought this week, we did disaster movies last week. It's like it's after Halloween, so you can talk about horror movies all year, but people kind of get a little tired of it, and getting a little tired of it as well. So we did disasters last week. I figured we'd talk about the war this week and why we fight, maybe, like World War II movies. I do have a couple of movies that I saw this week. One of them happened to be about fighting amongst each other, which is the Banshees of Inisherin with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. It was pretty good. But other than that, let's talk everyday horrors. Anything horrible happened the last week or two that's worth mentioning? Stuck in traffic on the way here? Anything like that?
No, nothing.
Horrible date? Bad physical therapy?
Physical therapy was the most horrible thing that happened to me. Because you know it's bad when the physical therapist who does this for a living is... You know, he's looking at both my wrist and my knee that were both wounded when I was hit by a vehicle when I was on my bike.
Yeah.
In a crosswalk.
That's everyday horror right there, yeah.
And he goes, oh. Like, well, what's that mean? He goes, I'll tell you later.
Well, that's no good.
He's like, I can't build a home program for you just yet. We got some work we got to do on these joints before you can start working at home.
Yeah.
Like, oh. That's nice.
Yeah, and when you went in there, you know, working on a joint usually means something different until you go to physical therapy.
Yeah, then they don't even allow me in with joints.
Yeah. What do you think about this whole joint situation? Everybody can smoke joints now. Is this good or bad? What do you think?
Is this
horror?
No.
Or is this good? You think it's good?
I think it's good.
In the long run, do you think it's going to be all right? Is everybody going to be stupid, like an idiocracy?
I think whether or not they can smoke joints is irrelevant to that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that outcome is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people can smoke joints or not doesn't impact that one iota.
Here's the thing, okay? I used to smoke cigarettes, and I still smoke a cigarette or two occasionally. Why can't we smoke indoors since pot's legal now? Why can't we just light up indoors again? It's legal. That's not fair. That doesn't seem to be fair. Like, the pot smokers never got the thrill of smoking indoors like the cigarette smokers did. Like, on a plane. Like, we're not seeing people, like, rip one up, you know. on the B-29 Bonnet going up in the sky over Dallas,
but
you know?
Maybe the pilot of the P-63 was...
Yeah, yeah. See, I was thinking that, too. Never know. Said he was like an old retired pilot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're all well-trained. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just... That was really bad. I don't know. But the problem with having people light up joints indoors is that the impact of secondhand pot smoke is much more immediate than the impact of cigarette smoke.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we found that out in college.
Think cigarettes will ever be eradicated? They're never going to exist? Not in our lifetime, but maybe in the future?
I think what's going to happen, and there was some movie that where they did it, where cigarettes are going to be illegal, and it's all black market. And so they'll become a lot more...
cool again?
Very cool.
Yeah. They will become cool again. You ever see 1941, Steven Spielberg movie?
1941 with Belushi.
It's got Belushi in it, and Dan Aykroyd, John Candy's in it.
Not only is that a great... Is that a great movie? The soundtrack to that movie is awesome.
Yeah, I have that. And I'm going to play that in the background in a minute. This is the War of the Worlds in the background here. Here's the police behind my camel in the background here as we talk about war movies and why we fight in these next couple of hours here on WMFO in Medford. It's Real Horror Show with Chris Earle and Winston Kidd. 1941 with the... Belushi and John Candy, a war movie, but a comedy. I loved it. I mean, most people, even Spielberg himself, kind of doesn't talk about that movie that much, but I thought it was great.
I saw it as a boy.
I was like 9, 10 years old, and everything was blowing up around me in the theater. I just thought it was amazing. And the soundtrack by John Williams is just fantastic. March is from 1941 is just great.
The soundtrack was amazing. When we used to play Risk, that's what we would play in the background. Was the soundtrack to 1941.
Nice. Very cool. If you were in World War II, what would you rather do, a bomber or a tank? What would you rather pilot or command?
I would probably rather have been in a tank.
Yeah.
In fact, that's my goal right now, is to buy a tank.
The tank was probably one of the best places to be in.
Yep.
What can get in there? Not much. Just like a grenade. That's about it.
Yeah, you were fighting other tanks, or, you know, they had the Panzerfaust. And the tanks were relatively new, so in a lot of ways, depending upon what tank you were in and what part of the war, they were somewhat impervious.
Yeah.
And they could pack a big punch. So that was... that would certainly be... preferable to bombers. Were pretty much targets, at least in the beginning. Towards the end, and then it's just you're basically a taxi driver for the bombs.
Yeah. If you were in Vietnam, would you rather be in a helicopter, or would you rather be going up the river in a PT boat?
Oh, that's a good one. I would probably prefer to be in a helicopter. Because those guys were crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You think you'd play the Ride of the Valkyries if you were in the helicopter?
I don't know if I would have had the forethought to do that.
Yeah.
But it certainly fits.
There's a movie that just gets better every time I watch it, Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, such a good movie. And that director's cut, that's it's probably about an hour and 15 minutes long. It's just fantastic. Apocalypse Now, read duh. Decided to go French on us.
And, yeah, the first time I watched it, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, I was young the first time I watched it. Then you get older and you say, I see.
Yeah.
And the, what's his name? The guy who was the main character.
In which?
Martin Sheen.
In Apocalypse Now, yeah, Martin Sheen. Yep, the PT captain.
When he turned around and was being interviewed years later, he talks about that scene where he punches the mirror. and cuts his hand.
Yeah.
And that was real.
Yeah. Yeah, they all went crazy. There's a movie called Hearts of Darkness, and it's based on the Joseph Conrad, you know, book, and also Apocalypse Now, and it talks about how the making of the film and how everything was against them, you know, weather, and Martin Sheen has a heart attack while he's there. Marlon Brando gets fat, and they're not sure whether they should film him or not because he gets fat. You know. Marlon Brando was one of the great eaters. I remember a story of him. He's on a set, and nobody knows where he is, and it turns out he's gotten into a rowboat, and he's gone down to the canteen, and he's taken 2 5-gallon tanks of ice cream out in the rowboat with him, and he proceeded to eat all of the ice cream. He ate 10 gallons of ice cream
on
a rowboat in the middle of the lake.
That
where nobody could get to him.
That is commitment right there.
That's great.
That is commitment.
That's a guy who loved food.
That's a guy who loved ice cream.
Yep.
Do we know what kind?
Now, I got to look at the story, but it's amazing. I think it was just like, you know, regular, like a chocolate and a strawberry or something. It was like back then, they pretty much only had vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. You know, it was like a late 60s, early 70s. But I want to say it was Mutiny on the Bounty. I think they were filming that. And then all of a sudden, they're looking for him. And he's out in a rowboat. And he's rowed out with his 10 gallons of ice cream and proceeds to eat it. All right, let's do a real horror story there with food. Would you rather have what would be the gluttony food? What would you take the rowboat out to the center of the pond and hide from people with? Would it be ice cream or something else?
Bacon.
Nice. What would you take? Like a what would be a significant amount of bacon? Like, what's the cutoff to gluttony for bacon? 3 pounds? 2 pounds?
Oh, I
10
think,
pounds.
I think. I think if you can eat.
A sleeve, at least. It's easy to eat a sleeve.
If you can eat more than 2 pounds of bacon, you're into gluttony.
Yes.
At that point.
Yeah.
It just, you know, you're not even tasting it then.
One of the foods that smells great, tastes great, I don't know about the look and the texture, but definitely one of the most pleasant smelling foods, I think. Bacon.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah.
Bacon is that's the top of the list.
Yeah. See, I'm always thinking of horrible things. Like what about like a horror movie where the person is force-fed bacon and it just comes out their nose? You know? It's like, that's a horror movie I kind of want to see. I want to see these, like, weird, funny, weird deaths.
Oh, you want to talk about everyday horrors, okay?
Yeah.
It's the fact that there are people in positions of power trying to convince us to eat bugs.
Ugh.
Rather than beef.
Ugh. Gross.
And bacon.
Ugh.
And it's just like, I don't know. That's the core of a dystopian nightmare film.
Did you see the TikTok of the woman eating a bat? It was disgusting.
No.
She's like, she has soup, and it's got, like, you know, a couple of floating, like, carrots and potatoes in it and stuff, and she picks up, like, an entire bat, and she starts just ripping off the wings and eating it. I'm like, oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
Well, supposedly some kind of government went after her for doing this or something, but it was just crazy. She's just like eating it like, you know, it's a freaking apple or something. It was weird.
Was it
TikTok woman eating a bat? I'm gonna try to show it to you.
Was it cooked?
It was stewed.
It was so it had been in the
it was in the soup.
Oh God.
Yeah. We're going to eat in a bat. I'm like, this is, and she's like ripping it apart and just like gabbing. Like, watch this. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
You ready?
We go back to we are further along in the plot of Idiocracy than I had even imagined.
She's arrested after eating a whole bat in a bowl of soup. Are you ready? I'm going to show it to you. And I want your reaction. So here she is. She's got her soup. She's got a couple of tomatoes in there. Looks like she's got almost has the bread. But yeah, there she goes. She's just
she's
just picking at it like it's a little beef in the beef stew, but it's a bat. Oh, this one's a little. There you go. You get to see the wings and isn't that nasty?
The woman is tearing the wings off.
She ain't bad looking.
Dipping it in.
Good looking Thai woman. She's dressed up for the occasion. She matches the tomatoes in the bowl with her red dress.
And I gotta say, that the veracity with which she's attacking this
yeah.
makes it look like either she's been starving
yeah.
or she feels that bat soup is really, really good.
Yeah, she does this weekly. Like, it's a Friday night. You know, she doesn't have a date. She's eating bat.
That's obviously she doesn't know about bacon.
Yeah,
because
no. And look at the broth. The yeah. broth is gross, isn't it?
The broth is gross, and you also notice that the bats haven't been eviscerated.
No.
Which...
No. Oh, yeah.
Which nasty, basically huh? lends to somebody wanting to think about why the broth is such a disgusting color.
It says she's facing 5 years for eating a bowl of bats. Facing 5 years. Let's see.
See, you don't face anything if you eat a bowl of bacon.
It's true. What would be the worst thing to eat? I can take. We're talking food here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah, bugs. I wouldn't want to eat a centipede.
I don't want to eat anything
with 1,000 legs.
I don't care how you process legs. Them at all.
Centi is 100.
I don't want to eat bugs.
A millipede's 1,000 legs.
Yeah.
Why? Now, who counted all these? Like, who counted all the legs? Like, okay, that looks kind of like the same thing, but a millipede's 1,000 legs, a centipede's 100 legs.
I
who counted these?
I think what happened, if you turn around, you have your normal bug with, you know, 8 or 10 legs.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes across a smaller bug with a lot more legs.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, thing's got like 100 legs. We're going to call that a centipede. And then somebody trying to be competitive with them says, well, this one's got at least twice as many. We're going to call that a millipede.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been 200. It should have been a duo centipede or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's got to be a word for 200.
Duopede. I don't know how I ended up on this TikTok thing, but yeah, mm-hmm. this is horrible stuff. This is definitely horrible stuff.
Oh, yeah.
World War II. The worst of the wars, or do you think one of the better ones? I think Americans were much better with each other during World War II. Do you think the good comes out in people during wartime, a lot of good?
I think it comes down to the people themselves, right?
Yeah.
And so I think when you're put into that situation, and it happens, it doesn't matter which side you're on.
Yeah.
But the camaraderie between the troops, I think you wind up bringing out some of the best in each other.
Yeah.
Because at that point you're taking risks and making sacrifices for your fellow man.
Mm.
And I think that winds up, that's when we, as humans, we kind of show up at our best.
Do you think? All right, I'm gonna hypothesize here. If a war happened tomorrow, do you think all this woke stuff would just end? Do you think people would stop being nice to each other again? It's a good theory, isn't it?
Okay, this is how we get people to forget about all of that and band together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if we get invaded by aliens from outer space.
Interesting. We've talked about this before. Interesting. I think that's the only thing that would bring the world together.
Exactly. Because
aliens.
If you turn around and you like look at conflicts around the globe,
yeah,
there are two sides, and there's going to be people. Even before the U.S. went into World War II,
yeah,
there were people in the U.S. who thought we should go in on the side of the Germans.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And so it wasn't until the attack on Pearl Harbor that those people didn't change their mind. They just shut up.
Yeah. And the Axis powers came really close to actually winning.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. But yeah, I think we collectively need an entity to all hate to bring us all together.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it has to be a threat.
Venusian or a Mars. We gotta rule those out because they're close by, and we've ruled out that there's nothing there, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
There used to be.
Used to be. And yeah. then they left.
And then they left.
They probably got attacked by aliens.
Yeah, they sat there and they looked at the apes that were developing on Earth, and they said, okay,
yeah, we're done.
No intelligent life in this part of the galaxy. Let's bug out.
Yeah, we don't want them as neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood. Earth's live and active. Earth's alive culture. Yeah.
It's the... Earth was the equivalent of the Wuhan lab.
Yeah. Like, we got to go.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Yeah. What do you think? We're going to see some more Wuhan by the end of the year? People are wearing the masks again.
Yeah, people are... people have proven just how powerful the media is over the past couple of years. So.
Absolutely. I agree.
I think, and you keep hearing it bits and pieces, I think we're getting closer to government disclosure.
Mm. For the aliens?
Of aliens.
Yeah.
I think this whole thing is set up like, what was it, a couple years ago, the Navy released footage of those tic-tac things that they were, the fighters off the Nimitz or the Carl Vinson were tracking.
Yeah.
And that's unheard of. So they're getting close to some big announcement.
Here's my theory on the Navy. All gay or mostly gay? What do you think?
I put it 50-50 at this point. I think I know there are certain ships that are known for being open like that.
Yeah.
And then there are others that, have a quite a nice mix. I mean, there's 5,000 people on an aircraft carrier.
Yep. The SS Harvey Weinstein.
I think it's probably, and there's not supposed to be any fraternization, but you talk to people in the Navy, and I talked to somebody who was on an aircraft carrier as an enlisted.
Yep.
And she said, yeah, there's not supposed to be any fraternization, but try to buy a condom.
Yeah, on the boat.
In the boat after the second or third day out at sea. They're all gone.
Yeah.
And
people just love sex.
They do.
Yeah. That's never going to end.
That's me. I'm a people.
Yeah. People just love sex. It's just never stopping.
I throw my full political support behind that.
Yeah. I don't know.
People loving sex.
I'm going to give you my theory going back to the war theme today. Sex causes wars.
Well,
Helen of Troy, the face that launched 1,000 ships.
That was exactly where I was going.
Yep.
There's some apparently beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people died because she didn't want to be with her husband anymore?
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's. I think humanity endlessly repeats itself, generation after generation.
Oh yeah,
we learn nothing from previous generations. There's a few people that kind of learn along the way, but most people tend to be ostriches and just stick their heads in the sand and think there's no way that's going to happen to me.
Right.
Even what happened to you and your experience, that isn't going to be mine.
Exactly.
And they go away with it anyway, and then they get in trouble.
And then it happens, and they're like, oh, we should have listened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happens over and over and over again. And so when you turn around and do things like, don't look at the ugly part of history.
Mm-hmm.
You wind up forcing yourself to repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Let's watch Nicole Kidman eat a bug. You want to watch this? Nicole Kidman's going to eat bugs. Let's see what she does. You ready? I'm going to back down this and we'll watch Nicole eat a bug. It's not a millipede or a centipede. It's not a bat, but she eats something here. Let's see. And she's a pretty good-looking woman. I like Nicole Kidman. Do you?
She's an attractive woman, or at least was in my book up until bug consumption.
Let's watch her eat bugs, and then we'll see what you feel about her. Let's see. We'll see if it's more attractive or less attractive.
I'm Nicole Kidman.
There she is.
I am going to eat a 4-course meal of bugs.
Gee. Secret Talent Theater, it's called. Starring Nicole Kidman.
To reveal my hidden talent, eating micro-livestock. Hornworms.
Hornworms.
Still alive.
And
disgusting. Oh.
Okay, you know what this tells you about her?
Her hotness quota is going down right away from me. Like, anything I was feeling under the waist is going away.
No, for me, it's gone the other way.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because if she's willing to eat those bugs, she'll do that thing you like.
Well, that's true. That is true. She will try anything once, and with her, I'm sure she's tried it hundreds of times, and she's good at it.
As long as she doesn't pull out the chopsticks while we're together, I'm good.
Mealworms. Watch her eat a worm. A mealworm, a hornworm. The hornworms were green. Gross.
Survivor.
Yeah, but I don't want her like bringing chopsticks and worms to bed.
No.
Fruity taste.
No. Fruity taste.
Yeah, she's saying fruity taste. Well,
Ooh. Maybe we will see her eat.
Now she's eating
crickets.
Cockroaches.
Awesome.
I've seen my cousin eat a cricket.
Like nothing you've ever tasted.
Yeah, and nothing I ever will.
Yeah.
A hairy.
Ooh.
Hairy. I don't want to eat anything hairy.
I don't eat food that's hairy. Yeah. I don't like to eat food that's hairy either.
I don't like to eat.
I don't like getting a hair of my own in like a burger or something. That's gross.
I don't like eating anything that's hairy.
Wow, she's getting into it.
Fried grasshoppers.
I want to see you eat a live one, don't you?
Are amazing.
This is Vanity Fair. This is on.
Was it?
If these were really amazing, you wouldn't need Nicole Kidman trying to convince people to eat them.
Thank
you for spending so much time with me and watching me eat bugs.
Watching her eat bugs.
Till next time.
I didn't know that was her hidden talent. And this is on Vanity Fair. You can go and check that out on YouTube. It's on Vanity Fair.
I'm sorry. That's a no. That's a hard pass for me.
I like Nicole Kidman. And I really feel a little less of her now. I think she'll do anything, like you said, which is kind of nice, but I don't want her eating bugs in bed with me. I don't want her eating, you know, chopsticks like, hey, will you like a grasshopper? No, that was wasn't even a good Australian accent.
Don't expect me to try
would
to kiss you.
Would you like a grasshopper? You?
Don't expect me to try to kiss you after you've been eating those.
Chris Love, would you like a grasshopper? I'm Nicole Kidman. You want to eat a cricket?
No.
No. But I like how she's getting into it, and she's like licking her lips and stuff. It's kind of it's sexy if it were like a scallop or something like that, but not a cricket.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel. I definitely don't feel sexual over it. That's for sure. But would I launch a ship for her? Maybe.
Yeah.
Not 1,000 ships. Maybe one. Just to get away from her when she's eating bugs. I'll be out in the lake eating ice cream with Marlin.
I'd launch the dinghy for her, but that's about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like her. But it also goes with the theory of everybody from Australia is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, mostly fun crazy, though.
Yeah. Like, this is the other one. Naomi Watts. She's from Australia, right? She's kind of nutty. Wonder if she eats bugs. Let's see what her hidden talent is. You know who Naomi Watts is, right?
Yes.
Naomi Watts. Let's eating bugs, maybe? Eating. Let's see what she eats. She has an anti-inflammation diet, it says.
Oh. Okay, what's that?
I don't know. But it looks like it's like cherry pie or something. She's eating a pie.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I can hang out with her.
I could do... If pie is anti-inflammatory, I'm there.
She maintains a nearly vegan lifestyle, which means every now and then she'll have a burger.
Yeah.
So that could be date night.
Which is cool.
Yeah. It'd be like, I'll see you on date night. We'll have a burger together. Otherwise, you eat that stuff during the week while you're not with me.
Exactly.
And then we're going to have pie and burgers when I see you.
We're going to have a nice steak.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. What do you think is the worst war? Yeah, it was a horrible war. Did you see 1917, World War One? That Sam Mendes movie, great movie.
Yeah.
When they're
in
the trenches. Oh, my God. Imagine that with the gas masks. Horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Really bad. That was a rough one. Because they were all in front of each other and fighting face-to-face. We're not going to see these face-to-face ones much anymore, huh?
No, I think it's button pressing in the future.
Yeah.
Although what you've seen in the Ukraine has been very interesting.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Are we still supporting Ukraine, as far as we know?
They keep sending your tax dollars over there.
Yeah, but Americans are all still supporting Ukraine, as far as I know. I haven't heard much lately. The media hasn't told me much.
Yeah. The latest I heard was, a couple days ago, a missile landed in Poland and killed two people, and they were blaming the Russians, and then it came out today that the missile was actually from the Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Ukraine, it wasn't the Russians. The Ukraine's Ukrainians launched a Scud and it hit Poland.
Yeah, intentional or not, I don't know. But you got a bunch of people that just, and this bothers me to no end when you have the warmongers just kind of like trying to poke at the whatever's going on to make it bigger.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, people are dying, so we should probably, you know, talk about how do we stop this rather than how do I make it bigger.
Yeah, I love how the news is just emotional now. It's not based on fact in any way. It's just like, oh, something hit Poland. It must have been Russia. Let's put that as the headline without any like actual facts.
Yep.
Crazy. Like Ed Murrow and Walter Winchell, they all be like spinning in their graves. I got a picture of Naomi Watts eating pizza too. Look at her. See, she's somebody. Yeah. Okay. All right. Her quota factor went way up.
Right.
She's eating burgers, pizzas.
Get your ass to Mars.
She's sitting there eating a pizza, lounging.
Yep. Who's she married to?
Some lucky guy.
Doesn't she got a cowboy too, like Nicole Kidman?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look her up.
Is Nicole Kidman married again?
Oh, she's married to, I thought she's married to the cowboy guy. Did they get divorced?
She was married to Tom Cruise.
The country guy. Yeah, she was married to Tom Cruise. Not anymore. Now she's with Toby Keith, maybe? What is it? Keith Urban.
Keith Urban, okay.
I knew it was some Keith in there. It's not Chris Keith, I know that. That'd be me.
Yeah.
I don't know him, though. She's a little too nutty for me with those worms. Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross. I'd rather go out with Toby Keith or Keith Urban. They'd treat me like a man, you know? I think she'd be kind of a pain in the ass. She'd be kind of alpha woman, like pushing me around and stuff.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, you could deal with it for like an afternoon or something, but... not for like 6 months. Forget it.
She's not.
Yeah.
That's not working.
Civil War. Great, crazy war. They all lined up. They all got bayonets and guns, and they're all like looking at each other, like from across a field, shooting at one another. Brave or not brave? What do you think?
You have to call it brave. I mean, abstracted, it's stupid.
Right.
But
yes.
For the guy standing there, you got to be brave, because I'd be pissing my pants.
Yeah, I would have too. I would have been running through the fields like naked. I would have just been like, he's crazy, let him go. I would have just stripped down, ran off. Because they'd shoot you if you left.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I'd be like that guy in Dances with Wolves that goes crazy.
I do think there was a not well-known rule, but there was a rule that you can't shoot a naked man in the back.
True.
So if you could get the clothes off fast enough and get into the field, you might have been safe.
Yeah. Problem is, if they ignore the rule where you could shoot a naked man in the front. You're like, oh no. Yeah, I think that would have been horrible. It's brother versus brother.
Yeah.
You know? American versus American.
Well, the other thing is, because I had a friend who was big into the reenactments.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a whole uniform made to the standards of the day.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool.
And he's like, these things were brutally hot.
Yeah, they're all wool, right?
It was like all super wool, heavy. Yep. Super heavy.
Yep.
So in the heat of battle,
plus they all grew giant beards and stuff too, even hotter.
Yeah, just that made it worse.
Mm. But in the heat of battle,
you're standing there sweating yourself to death.
And there's no speed stick by men and like none of that.
Yeah,
no, there's no Old Spice back in Civil War. You know?
No, and then if you get wounded, you're likely to just die.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the smells would kill me back in Civil War. Like, there's a lot of death just hanging around those fields.
Yeah.
You know, there's just people, like, rotting. You know, they wouldn't clean up much. And then people getting their arms sawed off and legs and, you know, feet and hands and stuff. Just be like, oh, you got a little shrapnel in that finger. We should just take off the hand.
Let's just take the hand off at the elbow.
It's awful. This is awful. Have we come a long way? What do you think? Like the Virginia Slim lady, have you come a long way?
I think we've come a long way.
Yeah.
which brings the which you know brings it to the philosophical discussion of why is it that that level of conflict is part of the human experience, because it seems to be. And we're not the only animals that actually wage war.
Yeah.
Rats will do it.
Do they? They get together and like get little bayonets and and muskets.
This is what, yeah.
They fend off.
I think it's pieces of cheese and those cocktail stick toothpicks. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever see the one with the rat eating the pizza in New York? That one's pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah. Rat eats a slice of pizza in the subway. Let's watch that real quick. You ready? It's like a real horror show. Yeah. There's the rat. New York City rat taking a pizza home on the subway. And people were saying, well, maybe it was a guy. There he goes. Goes down the step. He's got a full slice in his mouth.
This is a rat, and the pizza is both... is larger than him in every aspect.
Yeah.
He's got a slice of pizza and he's just dragging it down the stairs.
Yeah.
He's trying not to get too much dirt on it. You can see that because he's, you know, he doesn't want to eat it when he gets too much dirt. He's bringing it home to his family. Look what I caught.
It's pretty good.
In the pizza trap.
He's bringing it to Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
That rat knows. He knows what to do. He knows how to get a date.
And then the guy's filming him, and he's like, oh, damn, I got to get out of here before I get busted.
It'll be funny. If I ever did meet Nicole Kidman, and like all of a sudden, you know, we're meeting for the first time, what if I brought her like a bowl of mealworms? You think she'd be like, oh, this is fantastic? Or you'd think she really wants a diamond or something?
Oh, there's no question. She wants the diamond.
Yeah.
And if you brought her a bowl of mealworms without... the commensurate check that I'm sure she got for doing that.
I think so, too. Yeah, from Vanity Fair. Yep.
She's going to say no.
Yeah. You ever want to be a pilot?
Yeah.
I think I would like to do that. Not in this life.
I was taking... I was actually taking flying lessons. I have soloed on 3 different airframes.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, that was fun.
Oops. My uncle was a pilot. He had a little, a Cessna?
Yep.
Yeah. He flew one of those around. He was a karate man, too. He did, he had a little karate shop down in Providence, and then he learned how to fly, too. Interesting dude. A lot of people came to his funeral. Most people I've ever seen at a funeral.
Really?
Yeah. He's kind of a stuck-up ass, but, I mean, a lot of people liked him. But he's good at stuff, you know.
Yeah, if you're a pilot and you've got your own little school where you teach people how to kick ass, that's a pretty full life.
I think this is a good point to bring up this Banshees of Inisherin, this movie that I saw this past week, because this is about like a little mini war.
Okay,
and it was good. It's basically got 2 lifelong friends, and they're at an impasse. When one of them abruptly ends his relationship with the other one. It's the guys, the director and the writers, Martin McDonagh, Colin Farrell, and Brendan Gleeson are the ones that are in the movie. And it was getting a little bit of a following, and it's been promoted a lot. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go check out this movie because it looks like it might be one of these Oscar-worthies. Not that that really means anything anymore. Let me play the trailer here, and then I want to talk about this, and I'm going to tell you about this movie a little bit.
All right.
Here we go.
Thank you. Holland's sonny Larry. Didn't you and he used to be the best of friends?
We're still the best of friends.
No, you're not.
Who says we're not?
Sit somewhere else.
Now, if I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you.
When you didn't do anything to me.
I just don't like you no more. You didn't like me yesterday.
Why does he not want to be friends with you no more? Why is he 12?
What the hell's going on with you, me feckin' brother?
He's dull, Siobhan.
But he's always been dull.
The other night, 2 hours you spent talking to me about the things you found in your little donkey's shite that day.
Well, it wasn't me little donkey's shite, it was me pony's shite, which shows how much you were listening.
If you don't stop talking to me...
Colin!
And if you don't stop bothering me, I have a set of shears at home, and each time you bother me from this day on, I'll take those shears and I'll take one of my fingers off with them, and I'll give that finger to you until I have no fingers left. Does this make things clearer to you?
Not really, no.
Starting from now. But shush like, Polly. You know, shush like.
Yeah, I'd shush like.
Would you not want him to have to do the one finger to see if he was bluffing, like?
No, we wouldn't.
Because worse comes to worse, he can still play the fiddle with 4 fingers, I bet ya.
Going back to your own gang now, Porrick.
And talking to me, are you?
Why aren't you talking to Porrick no more?
That wouldn't be a sin, now, would it, Father?
No, but it's not very nice either, is it?
Do you know who we remember for how nice they was in the 17th century?
Who?
Absolutely no one. Yeah, we all remember the music of the time. Everyone to a man knows Mozart's name.
I don't, so there goes that theory.
Can't be waiting around for any more of this madness.
Let's just call it quits.
We won't call it quits. We'll call it the start.
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Mass. So that was the trailer for Banshees of Inisherin. It's really kind of a cool movie. And what's interesting about that trailer is it makes it look darker, which it actually is.
Yeah.
In the original trailers, it looked like it was a comedy. So it looked like kind of a dark comedy. And that one, it kind of looks a little bit more like the movie that I saw. It gets very dark, very, very quick. So basically, there's these two guys who live on this fictional island off the coast of Ireland. And there's about, you know, a couple hundred people, and they all live together on the island. Colin Farrell plays this younger guy. He's a little boring, but he's very happy-go-lucky. He likes talking to people. And he goes to get his buddy to go down to the pub, who he goes to get every single day. And his buddy is sitting in there, and he doesn't answer the door. And he goes to the pub, and he's like, why isn't he here with you? He's here with you every day. And he's like, I don't know. He was just sitting in his... he was sitting in his house smoking. So then all of a sudden, Brendan Gleeson walks in, who plays the older gentleman, and he's like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I find you dull. He's like, I'm learning the fiddle, and I want to learn how to play some music, and I want something of substance before I go, and all you're doing is wasting my time with your conversation. He's like, you're boring, and I want to be creative. So there's a lot to say about mental illness, narcissism, family and friends and things like that. It's very funny. I mean, the dialogue, especially in the beginning, and then it gets very, very dark, very, very quick. So he basically gives them this ultimatum, which is, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And if you don't believe me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut off my fingers every time you talk to me. So you can see me self-mutilate and basically you'll stop talking to me. And this is what actually happens. And it gets very, very dark, very, very quick. And at the same time, with each finger the guy loses, he gets better on the fiddle. So he's more creative, and he's becoming the person that he wants to be before he dies. But there's a few things that happen in Banshees of Inisherin here, where Colin Farrell, who's this happy-go-lucky guy, all of a sudden starts getting mean. And he's mean to this younger character who looks up to him and basically plays the role that he's been playing to the older guy who wants to play the fiddle. And meanwhile, in all this is like his sister who wants to just get off the island, and she recognizes all this madness. And at the same time, the war is going on over in Ireland. And Colin Farrell and everybody on the island has no idea why the people in Ireland are fighting. So you get to see, like, war happening off the island and nobody cares, and then this war is happening on the island right in front of them, and the characters and their friends and their family don't do anything while they watch these two guys get worse and worse. It's pretty interesting.
Wow.
So it's a war story, too, and it's pretty interesting one, and I think this is going to win some awards here. Colin Farrell's awesome in it, and Brendan Gleeson's really good. He hosted Saturday Night Live a little while back, and from that and also from seeing some trailers and stuff, I decided to go see this one, expecting it to be a comedy, and it actually turned out to be a little bit of a horror movie, because the stuff that happens is pretty gruesome. And it's right in your face, and you're like, how can this person be so horrible to them, especially when it was somebody that he loved? And this is where that age-old question of why do we fight comes from for me. It's like, how can you be with somebody for so long and then treat them in the worst way possible? I don't know about you, but I had a story where when I was in junior high, there was this kid I hung out with. His name was Jeff. His name was Jeff Landry, is what his name was, his full name. I'm sure he's still out there somewhere. I don't know him. I haven't seen him in years. But Jeff was a very smart guy. And I was kind of, you know, I'm a smart guy. Yeah. Not yeah, toot my own horn, but, you know, I'm kind of sharp. So I was sharp when I was younger. I was sharp. And I had kind of a group. And my group wasn't the most popular. You know what I mean? I was a wise guy. I'm still a wise guy. But Jeff kind of wanted to be like head of the school for some reason. He wanted people to look up to him for some reason. And he assumed that these other kids, he just stopped hanging around with me and a couple of my friends. And I actually said to him, why aren't you hanging out with us at lunch anymore? This is seventh grade. And he said, well, I'm going to hang out with like Mike and Pat and people that you guys look up to. And I'm like, what? I'm like, who looks up to them? I'm like, I didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, those guys are okay. And like, they get a couple of girls or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so you want to be them, but you're also not them. But you're also saying that you're better than us, which you aren't. So what happened there was we had a basketball tournament, okay? And I was a forward. And I was pretty good playing basketball when I was younger. And he was on the opposing team. And he was the center. I mean, this is a tall guy. He was nerdy guy, but he was tall, and he was pretty good at basketball. And I fouled him probably three times during that game because I played so hard to make sure he wouldn't get a basket and that he had the worst game of his life. And I succeeded, and I didn't talk to him at all. We ended up having to like face off, and of course he's taller than me, so he's getting the ball, and I just took an elbow down on him, and I was like, I fought so hard, and I didn't fight dirty, I fought fair, but it was just, you know, in a basketball game, you rub elbows and stuff, but I just remember after that, I'm like, that son of a bitch, I hope he realizes what a good friend I was, and I'm gone, see ya, you know, it just reminded me of that, you know, you ever have anything like that happen in life that's worth mentioning?
No.
Without legal troubles involved.
I mean,
yeah.
If it did happen, I forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I was too oblivious to notice, you know.
Yeah.
Why isn't Dave hanging out with us anymore? Who's Dave? Oh, yeah, Dave. I don't know.
So, all right. I got you. I just found that very interesting. Where you can hang out with somebody for so long, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, I'm done with you. And the other person's supposed to be like, oh, okay, I respect your decision. See you later. Have a great life. It's just bizarre to me. I don't know.
I don't... You know, people who are ambitious will do that.
Yeah. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Real Horror Show with Chris Earle and Winston Kidd. We're here with you until 7 p.m. We got Edwin Starr in the background. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about some war movies.